This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm Dan Wanshura. Lake whitefish are the most important commercial fish species in Michigan. But over the past decade, the population has been declining. Colin Shea has the story of how one tribal fishery is adjusting their business to cope with the decline in whitefish.
Saturdays are for selling fish. And on this Saturday, Ed and Cindy John aim to earn a week's income in only 5 hours. Cindy unfolds the tables while Ed drags big blue coolers off their truck bed. They're filled to the brim with fish.
I know there's Cisco, lake trout, and lake trout patties. More lake trout.
We come out rain or shine. If it's pouring rain, we'll be here. So,
hi.
Hi, Cindy.
It's a beautiful sunny morning at the Sarah Hardy Farmers Market in Traverse City. Rows of vendors line the sidewalk, and at 7:30 on the dot, Ed and Cindy are already selling and joking around with customers.
How are you? You hanging out, or you just in for a visit?
We're in. Our first time back.
Yeah. Is it?
They come let to. Me out.
The Johns are both members of the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. They've been running Treaty Fish Company together for nearly 30 years, catching fresh fish straight out of Grand Traverse Bay.
I dive in, I catch them by hand.
But as the morning goes on, there's a reoccurring question as customers walk up to their booth.
Whitefish in a week, 2 weeks.
Whitefish cakes.
Do you have the smoked whitefish fillets?
I was going to get a big ton of whitefish. So when will you have that?
Whenever we catch them.
Got it.
Yeah. If we can catch them, they'll be here.
That's right. No fresh whitefish, which is strange for the Great Lakes. And this isn't the first time either. Cindy remembers when she first started to notice their disappearance, back in 2005.
We were catching large catches of whitefish, and then something happened, and then it switched over to very large catches of lake trout and very small catches of whitefish.
Something big happened. It was a huge switch. In fact, the amount of commercially caught whitefish has plummeted over the last two decades. And who's to blame for this decline? Well, there may be a few culprits. Fish stocking, overfishing, climate change, but one huge, or I guess tiny, culprit is the invasive quagga mussel. Trillions of them. They only grow to about the size of a fingernail, but they come with an appetite. These mussels can filter the entire volume of the lake in only 4 to 6 days. That's decimated the plankton in the lake and turned the entire food chain on its head. This hit the whitefish particularly hard, and is one of Michigan's most in-demand commercial fish. It soon hit Ed and Cindy hard as well.
It was very huge uncertainty because that's what the wholesaler wants to buy, and that's how we made our living, was selling to the wholesaler.
They had to change their business model, and fast. They got out of the commercial wholesale business and went more local, starting to sell directly to restaurants, individuals, and this farmer's market every Saturday.
Big ones. That one's big here. That's a decent one. Yeah. Yeah.
We're probably catching a tenth to a quarter of what we used to catch. It was much more lucrative to sell wholesale. There was a lot more money selling wholesale. But I have other benefits from it, the relationships and all the great people that we've gotten to meet doing it. And just the joy I get from doing this artisan type fish and being able to bring to the people that buy fish from us the same quality of fish that I like to eat.
In addition to scaling down, they've started selling more lake trout. Trout are stocked by the government each year to keep their numbers up, so they're always a reliable catch. But this can be a hard sell for an area that's run on a whitefish diet for years.
Do you feel almost like you have to almost persuade people that come in looking for whitefish that, lake trout can be good?
It's been interesting at the farm market because we're like right on the front line introducing folks to fish that they've never had before, even though it's right out in the lake, and seeing their reaction to it.
As we reach the end of the farmer's market, Ed takes a tally of what's left.
We have 2 packs of trout steaks left, and hopefully next 5 minutes I'll get rid of them. As soon as these go, even if they don't go, we're sold out. It's a good day. Good day.
They've made it through another Saturday unscathed. But for how long? Scientists say fish populations in the Great Lakes are struggling, and the disappearance of whitefish is just one of many problems facing this increasingly threatened ecosystem. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Colin Shea.
Colin Shea took the Transom Audio Workshop at Interlochen Center for the Arts this summer.